You're listening to Jazz Boulevard. I'm Moz Teller. Saxophonist Jerry Mulligan from a compilation that came out called Jerry Mulligan Meets the Saxophonists, the track Chelsea Bridge. And that compilation pulled together recordings of Jerry working with a number of different saxophonists, Stan Getz, Zoot Sims. On this track, we heard him working with Ben Webster, also Jimmy Rolls on piano, Leroy Venegar on bass, and Mel Lewis on drums. Latest album before that from saxophonist Keith Oxman called Two Cigarettes in the Dark, the track Voss is Boss, a recording in Denver, Colorado. And he's a member of the Denver jazz scene. His 11th album, recorded in late 2018. And the set started with music from guitarist Fred Fried and his group Core from their album Core Bacharach, looking at the music of Burt Bacharach. What's New Pussycat? Michael Lavoie on bass and Mickey Matsutki on drums. He's a native New Yorker and notably plays a 8-string guitar.
Thank you. My name's Katie. You want some cool new music to listen to? Want to know about up-and-coming artists, albums, and more? Well, come hang with me every Tuesday from 12 to 1. Raccoon City's where I'll be. Hope to see you there.
I'm Dr. Anthony Lizerwitz, and this is Climate Connections. Junmo Kang, a researcher at the University of Kansas, recently spent a year living in Jokbongchon, a poor neighborhood of Seoul, South Korea. There, many people live in cramped apartments without kitchens, heat, or air conditioning.
The conditions are extremely harsh. Many rooms are so small that some people have to sleep like diagonally just to lie down. And often there are no windows or ventilation, making the rooms dangerously hot in the summer and bitterly cold in winter.
Kang moved to the neighborhood to study firsthand how climate change affects people in poverty. He calculated that because residents there have few resources, they generate less than one-third as much climate warming pollution as the average South Korean. But their harsh living conditions put them in danger during extreme weather like heat waves.
I think this also highlights the key injustice. Those who contribute least to climate change are often the ones living in the harshest conditions and with the fewest resources to adapt. This experience profoundly